359, reference case number 05-368. Time now by NOAAC is approximately 6 minutes past 2 p.m. on 3/15/2005. We're at 4700 North Australian Avenue, also known as Harvard Family Center.
Talking back, San Francisco.
I'm
K-A-T-H-Y-B-A-C-K.
And you have family services.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly why I'm here is a reference to anything that happened with a friend of yours. Or a girl, you know, I'm not sure if she's your friend or not, by the name of Haley. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I hear your voice seems very low all of a sudden, so if you don't mind me.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
He's my ex-boyfriend's friend.
And what's your ex-boyfriend's name?
Zach Brown.
Is that his last name, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Which school did you go to?
He's just in a Christian school.
Okay. And you said he's your ex-boyfriend. How long ago was that?
I don't know, like 2 months, a month and a half ago.
How long did you go out with him?
3 years.
Okay.
Not
long?
Mm-hmm.
You met her through Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, for a while.
Do you know where she lives?
Yes, so in 20 seconds. Just 2 stories from now.
Okay.
I'm bad.
Okay. And tell me now.
This is the third time. Because I was recording. This guy called, or actually the woman that was scared of. And she's talking to her, and then she said, I don't know exactly what she said, but she said, do you have anybody that with you? And then he said, yes. And then are you bringing them to the guy's house in Dragon Ball, where he was? And she said, I don't know, I'll call you back. And then she told Jack that I was going to come with her to this guy's house so that, yeah, because she's going to get paid, I don't know how much money, but this man is going to pay her money. She's going to bring me along, and Jack was like, no, I'm not taking her. And she's like, well, I'll ask her. And then she just told me, here's how she's going to do. She's going to get some old stuff, and never going to get my food to happen. So I was like, okay. And then we went, I don't know what it was, but she picked me up. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday or something. She picked me up, and put it in the car, and she stopped the guy. And then we left, and we were still driving, and we went to his house, and we were waiting in the kitchen, and oh, hello, I don't even know, I think it's Jeff, and Jeff, and he went, I'm like, I'm food. And then he went upstairs, got some, I guess, beer and money, and we went downstairs, and then we went there for like 30 minutes, and then we left, and then she went to go to my place to go get some, a skirt, and a purse, but she didn't get the skirt, she ended up getting a purse and a blanket.
That's what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hearing a lot more happened.
That's the, oh no, that's it. We went around in school.
We went around in school, tell me what happened in school.
In school, we were saying that I got paid $300 for the old man that we got. First of all, that I got paid by the old man. Then it was, I had sex with the other, and then it was, I was just going to talk to you and I got paid $300.
He's saying, who is that?
This girl, you can't find me in the label, but I guess.
Where would she get?
Yeah, but I think when I broke up with him, he got real mad. Told that girl, because this girl, she really knew because I went out with him, and he liked him.
This girl was just.
Because I met him at the fair, and he was supposed to go with him, but I guess he thought he didn't like her, and then we just started talking, she got mad because I was talking to him.
Okay.
And then it came out.
What is that? Can you tell me more about
that? I don't really know that much. All I know is that the only thing I know about her is that her boyfriend, but then they broke up, like, they ที่มาทำอะไรกับพ่อเดี๋ยวจะต้องมาคิดแล้วนะแต่ก็ไอ้หนวดไปเหรอไอ้เดี๋ยวเขา
ไอ้ที่ใช่นะอะไรอะไรยังไงของคุณใช่ไม่ใช่ไม่ใช่ตัวของเขาใช่ของดิ้งกันยังมีน้องใช่ตัวเขาไอ้เดี๋ยวดูจะทำเป็นยังไงนะเดี๋ยวดูจะทำเป็นยังไงนะแต่ผมสร้างดูสร้างได้ไอ้ที่เขาไอ้ที่มันคือตัวงานเป็นเวลาที่เราอยากจะทำที่ตัวเอง
I don't think so, even if I just allocate one thing down. Just trying to like writing out food, and then I was like, good, even I just want to cover. Oh, that's like bad, and I'm like, okay, too bad. Did you do anything else to me? No, we went upstairs, and we just stopped. No, I don't know. What just did we want to cook? I was in the kitchen. He went upstairs with literally 5 minutes. And then who went upstairs? He was in the chef. And the woman. I don't know, I think it's the kitchen. But it was not. And so the woman was really nice. I have no idea. I don't know. It's tall. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. And, in front of me. No, I went to this method, and I was like, I'm going to call on death, and I was like, call on food, and then there was this, and they walked the floor through like a kitchen, and then like, there was a doorway. So I had to see like a picture on the wall of the picture, so we're just grabbing it with your hand. So in front of me is a person. Like, there's a door here to the right, there's a door, and then when you walk in, there's like a table, like what was the sink right there, like a big island table, and then there's like little circle tables that you can sit on, so it's cool. And then we were just sitting there waiting, because we wasn't there, I guess, and then he came inside, after we were sitting there for like 5 minutes, because like there was a gate and a bodyguard guy, we opened the gate and we walked on the door, and between just some guy, like a bodyguard kind of type of guy, like the big guy walked up and he's like, and then he was over here, come inside, just to be here in like 5 minutes. And then we waited and he said, you can have the best agent. And then he was just, and then like 2 minutes after that, Jeff and the lady walked in, and the NCC said, and we were like, I'm like, I'm in the prison now. He was like, there's walking door there, just walk in, like the cabinet, the, not the cabinet, but like the island, and it's work, we can go, and then like,
It was there.
And she was saying she was like, she didn't really say anything about her. Like, she's just a person, and like, that's it. And then she just said, and your friends, the whole country in the class? No, she was with us. And we walked in and she saw, she was there, she didn't see anything, she was with me. We were just right on the table, like, we were sitting in the top, having conversation for like 2 seconds. And, she was like, three steps, and then I was like, five steps, and then the door was like, sit out, and then she left. And then she just, I was like, I'm going to go to the store, and then my teacher, because I got into a fight with a girl, she said that I was I have done all that just for him to get that money, and that's not true. So that's why I got really angry, and I'm sorry to say that. And then when I went to the office after 3 days in the first meeting, you know, totally was out of the story, and then the people that they come up to the roof, and I was like, go ahead. And then I just said, and then they were like, we're still inside of this. I'm like, yes. And then my dad, they said, my dad and the principal and my stepmom, they're all like, who did you do that with an old man? And who was the old man? I found out the old man after that, and I was still in the middle of that. And then I was like, I didn't do anything. They didn't believe me, so I kind of got mad at him. The whole thing, that's why I need that from Montauk, because my wife got out of the class, I was really, you know, that just because something may have happened, that doesn't make it tough. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want something to do?
Mm-hmm.
Before? I've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you're not telling me the truth. I think you're not telling me the whole truth about what happened. Okay? And I know you're not. So I know you might be a little afraid of being honest.
Okay, I'm not going to go with you because we already came to my dad's house and we did something like that. Sorry, my dad almost died.
I'm here to help you.
I wanted to get everything. I was almost crippled.
I'm here to help you.
I'm going to get you some water, okay?
I'm here to help you, okay? I'm being honest.
Okay?
I'm going to be very upfront, but I need you to be upfront with me, okay? The only way I can help you is if you're honest with me. 100% honest with me. Okay? The counselor's not here. Tell me what happened. Now, be honest about it.
Not only physically, but up here. I mean, you know that right now, you have a lot of issues, and I think this is one of them. This is what you say, you better be close, right?
And you think 45 years old.
Okay. Let's backtrack a bit. Tell me the part of your in the truth, okay? You went back and you said, let's
yeah.
go.
Okay. We were watching, I don't remember the movie, but I know we were watching the movie, and we were going to go take a ride to put the blowing out. So, hard when she found out her boyfriend and the phone call. And then she's talking to that lady, and she's like, you actually was saying, oh yes, I'm coming with somebody. And he was like, oh, the lady was like, that's what it seems like, and she started describing me, and then she came down and the lady was like, she didn't actually do it. And then he went like that, and she's talking to me, describing me what I was saying that night. And then the Jefferson went back to you, and he was like, oh, that's fine. And then she got off the phone. And I was like, hey, I was like, why are you deciding who you're talking to? And she's like, oh, so do you want to go with me tomorrow? I'm going to go pick up some money from my doctor's house. And then she's like, because I get paid tomorrow. And then I was like, okay. She's like, no, because I just got me to do it. Because she said no. And she got really mad at me. She's like, no, you're not going with her. And then I was like, why? So I got out. And she's like, you know what? But you have to just come with me. And then I was like, because the old man's going to get a first money, so you can go shopping. So that's like my bathroom is really nice. And I was like, okay. And then the doctor didn't say anything else around to about it. He just felt really kind of like, I feel not. Not really mad, but he just like,
and he didn't know it was really bad.
I didn't know I was going to, that I had to go in a fight and get naked.
What did you think was going to happen?
But the truth is, I don't know that anything is out, and nobody's just going to clean money, but I didn't think that whatever he was doing, I was just going to go over there. And she told me that it was a rich guy, and then she just said, oh my God, this girl is so rough. And he was like, I'm in a crazy and all this stuff, and she's like explaining him. And then it's because, so actually we didn't end up going to the going now. Her boyfriend went to the hospital fast to go get something from his house, and then we went to Dr. Smith. And we were walking in. He was like, please, are you sure you're going to go with me? And I was like, okay, I'll go with you. I was like, what are we going to do? Are we going to go shopping? And they were just discussing what we're going to buy with our money. Because you tell me how much money I was going to get things done. And I'm like, cool, I know what I'm going to buy now. And we were just like, and then she was like, I need to go back to her team. The next day, after getting my phone number that night, she was calling for she to pick me up. And when I was at my house, that morning she comes, she was like, are you still going to come with me? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, get ready. I'm going to be there in like 30 minutes. And she came to my house in like 30 minutes to see what I was like,
and I remember the name of the phone.
I don't know anything, but actually, she was like, kind of like a Spanish girl. I don't know if you think she said that for any help, but for me, okay. And she had like short hair, and she had like a style to her, like a cute style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her name. So, I talked to her, but I don't remember her name. So, after the night, when I got in the car, and then all the way there, we were just listening to music and singing and stuff, and was just kind of laughing and stuff. And she told me the girl about her boyfriend, and that's what it was. Really cute. So. Yes, he was there. No, but I know it was a Sunday because I told my dad and my dad said, I think he went to Sunday to leave the shopping, and I was like, if you didn't know her, you said no at first. And then I was like, Dad, that's it. That's it. And then my dad told me, and my dad said, okay, but I have to meet her. So, and then he called me on first, and then he's like, I'm going to need $10 for that. And I was like, yeah, could you dad give me $10? And then I was like, sure. So, not enough at all. I just wanted to give it up to being $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad was right with it. And then my dad told me, he's like, I'm not going to use it when you guys eat. I'm not going to be able to do money. So, he was giving up. But then I didn't tell her, but my dad ended up coming. And he saw each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so hot. And then
they were talking about it.
For the best.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't remember that. I think it was a real color.
Okay.
I think so.
So he drove.
Yeah, I did
it.
we all felt scared and...
By yourself?
Yes, yeah. I thought that if she thinks she was going to get paid, so I thought in the day I was going to get paid and I'd see my private privacy and she was just human and her and my other in the kitchen. And I was like, my favorite, the people that came in like a different country. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then he's like, isn't it? And she's just walking upstairs. And then there was like a door. And then it was like, she was like a little lobby, like this big and had a couch in the top. And then it was like another walkway to that way. And then walked towards the, like, the two section forward. And then to my right, we turned and there was a bedroom. And then we turned right again, which was a big bathroom, a big, like, it was humongous. And the bathroom, it wasn't like a bathroom, it was like a thing with a shower there, a humongous shower with like really the people could be in that shower. And then it was humongous. And then it was like a door over here and open it was like a little desk with pads and stuff. And then I don't know if you could have just seen like on the couch over here, like against my right wall, there's a big round couch thing that was pink and green, hot pink and hot green. And there was a room with a sofa, the sofa.
Okay.
And there was a table with a fan on it. And Danny and I sitting here in the back, he made a phone call, but I don't remember whether he just got him, like he said that still was hung up, but I don't remember. So. And he made a phone call, and then he took the table back where it was, because it was amazing. And then,
but the lady, so you're upstairs and you're sitting down, and the lady's there. What did she do?
Oh, she there's a closet right here with a table on it, like the massage table.
The surface?
Yeah. Like there's like a door on each side of the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put the door, there's a magic table for the table. She took that out, and there's like a space where, and then like she put it in the middle. And there, it's this way, like longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she put, like the cloth over it, but she's looking around the room, I guess just to look, she's remembering something, I guess, or the way she knows, and there's pictures of like naked girls on the wall, and then there's like, it's the one big mirror of like a naked girl, like that, and then, towards the door, there's like a cabinet here, like a broken thing, like a rock thing, and, there's doors in it, and she opened the last door, and I go, hold on, she's like, doing this amazing combination. And she took that three combinations and put it on, like, an iron wall thing over there with a mirror, and she was right there. And then, she kind of, it stood here for 5 minutes. But, you know, I just looked at it, and then, like, eventually she came in, and she was like, hi, I'm Jeff, and she's on my car, and she goes, all the way back, you can take off your coat. And then we left, and there was a bedroom out there, so he just went out there, and I don't know, but there's, like, pictures there, but I don't remember, but he, like, he did have a coat, he put a towel over and stuff, but I don't know if there was, like, a towel thing back there, because it was, like, I don't remember, but
he ended up in front of you?
No, he didn't, but he took off his towel in front of
me. Okay. But he came back in?
Yeah, he came back into the room. And he was,
so you dressed?
I was in a bra, and then he's like, no, I'm gonna sit naked. And then I went like that, and he was trying, you can do your bra in the underwear, and if you're down to your bra in the underwear. So I just took off my pants. Because he was really stern about it, like, take off your pants. And then I just took off my pants. And then, basically lay down on the table, but like, as he was down on the table, he took off his towel. On his belly side, so his butt was, like, you know, up, and he was, like, he had a very, very vast outlook from here, and then I was just, like, you know, hey, that one's going to be
okay.
So good, yeah.
Okay.
And then, okay, so we went over there. You think you see the front of him?
Yeah.
Because he, when he got off the table, he, like, turned this way, so, like, everything stayed for him, and then he got off, And then he went and he got back and then he came back in. But he was very, very worried. And I just looked at for 1 second and it was very, very disgusting. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Do you know what it means? And I have to ask only because there's some people that don't, okay?
Yeah.
To be circumcised.
No, I don't really know the difference.
Okay.
But I see these on steroids because he was a little guy and
he was very tiny. Because he was very tiny. And then you knew him when you were what? 15. Okay.
Yeah, 15.
And I call it different things, yeah? And make sure you know. Okay. So he laid down on the... He laid down. He took off his towel and laid down.
And he laid down on
the... Did he take his towel completely off or just open it so that
way? Completely off.
Okay. Where did he put the towel?
On the floor. Like the table underneath.
Okay, so he laid down, took the towel up, and what happened next?
And then he's like, get the lotion, so I got the lotion, which I had to like, almost a little bit, but I was like, you know, I was in the phone, so yeah, I didn't know what was going on. And the table was like, standing in the sink was that, you know, the lotion's right there, and I was in here, so he's like, go get the lotion. This day I could walk past him with my butt phone to go get the lotion. And so I got the lotion and he's like, and then he was like, this lotion, and then I took that lotion and he's like, squirt onto your hand and then massage clockwise on my back, side of my head. And then he's like, telling me where he was going to pass it. Here and here, to the right, to the left, down there, up there. So I was just massaging. And he's telling me for a conversation and having a hurry. And I was like, he's like, and he's like, kind of questioning me. And then he's like, then he's like, oh, can you stop? I need to let go. And I just stopped out of his okay. And then he got off the table. He took the towel over him, like, he went down, got the towel, and then he left the room. So you could hear him, like, you know, you could obviously tell what he's doing. The fellow, he's like, I don't want to speak to you for
the time. I won't look at you, but see what he says, what he heard.
And then he walked back into the room, you know, took off his towel again, and he got down soon. And then he did, like, at the same time, he talked over that. But, like, he says, oh, you just found me really at night. So he's going to massage his back. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, can you, because he came over for a second. I thought he was going to get out of the room, but he didn't go out of the room. He turned over and he's like, oh, can you please massage my boots? And then I was massaging his boots. And because the girl was like, she was the other girl was just there. This is really weird, and she says, like, Karen is bathing and all that, and then we were in the car, and then we were in the car. And this is really weird, and I told my friend Sarah, and she's like, just go in the market. And then, she threw up my money, and I put it in my back pocket. And then, she's trying to get me to describe what happened, so I told her what happened, and she's like, we should do this every Saturday. And then I was just kind of like, yeah, we should. And then, so we keep it back on the music, and then, walking outside, and I drove out of the car really fast. She feels it. She took going to the passenger seat, and she opens the door, and she said, "Can you come back?" She was just, like, interested in what happened. Like, you know, like, when somebody's talking to her, like, into the conversation, and then she was kind of, like, giggling and laughing. Like, I think, I don't know if it's me or not, but she wasn't acting surprised. You know, like, I think that's like that. She's just kind of like giving and laughing on it freely. And then when I was doing this job for a long time, and then when I came back down to 200, so he likes the better. I don't know. Yes, and then after you left, where'd you go? And she got a block. Okay. I don't think so, because that's when I got grounded, and then that's when I got in trouble with the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I'm pretty sure I didn't have done this, like, to give this to her again. No, she said I want to talk to her anymore.
Okay. Cool. Are you sure?
Yeah, and let me just attempt to how do you know it's cute? Now, tell me what's happening with your dad.
Okay.
Because my dad, I didn't know about it until my sister told me when she came here, but my sister and a sister was coming here, and, well, what was it? Wednesday night, my dad said that he heard the dad barking, and my dad's been set. So he's barking, and he's outside, like, barking to his outside, and then, my dad was like, shut up, because he said that's the dad's name, and my dad wouldn't be set, so he's like, I'm taking the dad outside. And then my dad took the dad outside, and the dog was really towards my dad's truck. Like, I mean, my dad thought he was, like, going to attack the animal. But my dad, the person, I'm dead. And I don't know if it's that, but I know my heart got really mad over the whole situation. Yeah, and that's what, he punched the wall. And he, like, there's my face, like, and he punched the wall, like, next to my face. And he started, like, getting out of the spot and telling me, I hate her, and then he broke up, and then I think I hate her, and then he broke up, and then I think I hate her, and then he broke up, and then he broke up, and then I think I took it over, that's when I was confused, and I think he said, you know, you know what happened, and she came to him, and I said, oh, you know, like, I'm the bad person, and I'm a hoe or something. And she's going to school saying, like, all this stuff. And then, so my parents came, because that's when I got mad at him, and I told her to stop talking, but she wouldn't stop talking about it. And then, so I just got in a fight with her, like, a sister at school. And I got suspended, and so we see the thing, I got suspended for one day, because I started to say. So I got told him more. And then, my dad got really mad, and he grounded me for it, because he found me through his dad, and I wore it. Then my dad was like, you're grounded again forever, and he's like, you know, freaking out. How could you do this? Blah, blah, blah. It's perfect. They're skipping what you did. And I didn't tell you the school had an idea like that for my dad, because I looked like the story that I took. So I said I saved the rest. And I didn't believe me, so I was just like, there's anything you want. And then, could anyone kind of think about it? Yeah. All my opinions. But
I think the best thing that you're doing is that you're doing hard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you already know that they have a pretty good idea what happened, okay?
I don't even know that there was, like, an investigation. So that's why I just knew when...
So this is why. What's happening is that I was made aware of the situation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Make a statement, okay? I was made aware of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at it as if you were taken advantage of. Not that you do anything wrong, okay? Even though you went there willingly, okay? Even though you went there willingly, you were still taken advantage of, okay? Because you were put into a position that you thought you had no choice. Don't you be aware, okay? Like before, when you were telling me about how Jeff told you to pick up your clothes, you took your pointer and you said he's really strong, and you found your leg. You took the pointer in your leg and you said that. How'd you feel when you told you to pick your clothes up?
I don't know. I didn't know what else to do because I was the only person up there, and he said that was it, and he had big muscles because I don't know what I meant to do because 35 guys didn't have big muscles, so I just started up there. So I just got intimidated because, he's got a system of not a girl. And I know that I laid on stage with the lady, and it would have paid if he'd helped me around all the way up there, so I just did it.
Okay. There's one thing I'm a little confused about, because you said that, and I'm using your words, okay, that he walked off twice.
Yeah.
You said that before, that he walked off twice. When did he do that?
In between you giving him a massage, and I'm giving him a massage to him, he's like, excuse me for a minute, and then I just asked him.
Okay, so that's one. And what's the other time?
When, but during the thing, like when I was massaging his feet.
So he, okay, when you were massaging his feet, was his back flat on the table, and how was he positioned?
Well, he was at first, and then he was back up, he like, got to like, you know, like, he was back and off the table. He just kind of like, leaned up the table.
Okay, and where were you standing? Or where were you?
I was standing up, I was not on the table. I was standing up just like that. And I was like,
well,
he told him, he was on the table, I'm over here, and he was in that way. Okay. Like, looking at it, because I guess, I don't know, I guess, I'm seeing that way. I mean, like, my face, it's not hard to see what was going on because I'm like, whoa, I'm like, right there. And he just pretended to me to turn the other way. And he's like, you know, it's weird, I don't know.
Okay, but just now, when you're saying that, you moved your hand. Did you see him?
Yes, I saw him walking off.
That's what I need to know.
Oh, okay.
Because you said he walked off twice.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked off in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw his hand doing his eyes. What was going on?
Okay, I saw his face for a second and then
And what else did you see?
And I just saw him.
He keeps moving his hand.
Yeah.
So he took his hand, and what was he doing with his hand?
I don't know.
No. What it means is that while they're walking off, and I'm using your words, which that's another word for that is masturbating. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what it means to masturbate? A boy does it?
I don't know why it is. Oh, I know why it is. But what it does.
Okay. In other words, fluid comes out of there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this because I think you
know that part.
Okay. So fluid comes out, and that's the gas. So while he was walking off, okay, did you see any fluid come out?
It was, yes, he had to put the tie in, license in, before he got off the table again to do it, to pull himself out.
Okay.
He took the tie in, like, license himself.
No,
okay, but he took the tie in, license himself, and then, like, as he's getting off, he walked around, like, that part, like, this way, instead of this way, he used the right hand, or, like, the first time, like, that's it, like, that, he took.
He did see his penis, okay? Was there anything distinctive about it? Like, did he have a mole on it?
No, it was very small.
Very small, that's fine. Did you notice, you said he was very hairy on his chest. Did he have any tattoos?
I'm not that down.
Did he have any scars?
No, but he was freckled somewhere, either here or here.
You were thinking that it was freckled?
Yeah,
a mole or a freckle?
A freckle. Okay.
Can you tell me what he looked like?
He had, like, not white hair, but it was not white, but, you know, it was kind of like me. It was like,
he was gray.
Yeah, he was gray. Okay. And he had,
was he like a red? What color hair did he have before? Brown?
No, I couldn't tell what hair he had before. And but he was like a, you know when you have to get a sunburn and you're not really...
I'm not going to be able to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to go to the hospital. You can take off your shirt, and then you're like,
and there's a bedroom out there, so he just went out there, and I don't know, but there's, like, picture there, but I don't remember, but it's like, he did have a place where he put a towel and stuff, but I don't know if there was, like, a towel back there, so there was, like, I don't remember.
But did he end up in front of you?
No, he didn't, but he took off a towel from me.
Okay. But he came back in?
Yeah, he came back into the room, and he was,
so you dressed?
I was in a bra, and then he's like, no, I'm going to sit naked, and then I went like that, and he was trying, you can see your bra underwear on the floor, down to your bra underwear, so I just took off my pants. So he was really concerned about it, like, take off your pants, and then I just took off my pants, and then, he laid down on the table, but like, as he was laying on the table, he took off his towel,
Yes, I did.
On his belly side, so his belt was, like, you know, up, and really big. He had a very hairy back up into here, and then I was just, like, you know, hairy butt line going down his back.
Okay.
So gross, yeah.
Okay.
And then, okay, so you want to know, you think you see the front of him?
Yeah,
because when he got off the table, he, like, turned this way, so, like, everything stayed for him, and then he got off, and then he went, and he got back in, and came back in. But he was very hairy on his, area, and I just looked at for 1 second, and it was very, very disgusting.
Okay,
I have to say,
you know what it means, and I have to ask, only because there's some people that don't, okay,
yeah.
To be circumcised.
No, I don't really know the difference.
Okay.
But I think he was scared because he was a little guy, and
he was very tiny.
Because he was very
young, and then you knew he was what?
15.
Okay.
Yeah, 15.
And I call it different things, yeah. And make sure you know. Okay. So he laid down on the, he took off his towel and laid down.
And he laid down on there.
Did he take his towel completely off, or just
open it
so that
completely off.
Okay. Where did he put the towel?
On the floor. Like, the table underneath.
Okay. So he laid down, took the towel off, and what happened next?
And then he's like, get the lotion, so I got the lotion, which I had to wash. And it's really good, but I was like, you know, I was in the phone, so yeah, I didn't know about the phone. And the table was, like, standing in the sink where the, you know, the lotions were right there. And I was in here, so he said, go get the lotions. This day I could walk past him with my butt phone to go get the lotions. And so I got the lotion, and he's like, and then he was like, this lotion, and then I took that lotion, and he's like, go down to him, and then massage clockwise on my back, side of my head. And then he's like, telling me where he was going to massage it. Here and here to right to left down there up now. So I was just imagining, and he turned it for a conversation and having a hurry, and I was like, and he's like, kind of questioning me, and then he's like, then he's like, oh, can you stop? I need to let go. And I just stopped out of it, okay? And then he got off the table. He put the towel over him, like, he went down, got the towel. And then he left the room, so you could hear him, like, you know, you could obviously tell what he's saying. The fellow, he's like, I don't want to speak to you, but
I won't look at you, but see what he said, what he heard. You might say it's sex noises, he may say, what are I was singing? So this is what
okay.
I'm saying.
He's like,
I don't know if it's a girl.
Okay,
why are you making that phone in
there? Yeah, he's like, okay.
Okay.
He was making these kind of noises, and then he walked back into the room, you know, took off his towel again, and he's back on the phone, and then he did, like, at the same time, he talked over that. But, like, he says, oh, he's just done it right now. So he's going to
massage his back.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I thought he was going to go out of the room, but he didn't go out of the room. He turned over and he's like, okay, please massage my boobs. Ben and I, he's having a good time.
I hate her, and he was like, I hate you too, and he was like, I hate you too, and he broke up, and then,
I think I'm a ticket over that's going to make computer, and I think he said email, what happened, and she turned it into an extra organized, like, story that school has to look like, you know, like, I'm the bad person, or I'm sweaty, I'm a whore or something. And she's going to school saying, like, all this stuff, and then, so my parents came, because that's when I got mad at him, and I told her to stop talking to you and stop talking about it. And then, so I just got in a fight with her, like, at the start of school, and I got suspended, and so we see the thing, I got suspended for one day, because I started school. So, I got very mad. And then my dad got really mad and grounded me for it because of having 3 months in a wallet. And then my dad was like, "Good job, you're going to struggle." And he's like, you know, freaking out. "How could you do this?" Blah, blah, blah. It's perfect. It's skipping what you did. And I didn't tell you the school I'm actually my dad for my dad because I looked like the story that I took. So I said I saved the rest. And I didn't believe me, so I was just was like, "This isn't what you want." Could anyone call the principal?
Yeah.
Oh, my opinion.
So, I think the best thing that you're doing is that you're doing all right. Okay?
Yeah.
And you already know that they have a pretty good idea what happened. Okay?
I don't even know that there's, like, an investigation.
So, So, this is why. What's happening is that I was made aware of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay? From school?
Make a
okay.
I was made aware of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at it as if you were taken advantage of. Not that you do anything wrong, okay? Even though you went there willingly,
mm-hmm.
okay? Even though you went there willingly, you were still taken advantage of, okay? Because you were put into a position that you thought you had no choice. Once you were there, okay? Like before, when you were telling me about how Jeff told you to pick up your clothes, You took your pointer and you said he's really sharp and he's dangerous to your leg. You put the pointer in your leg and you said that. How'd you feel when you told you took your pointer?
I don't know. I didn't know what else to do because I was the only person up there and he said 45 years old and he had big muscles because I don't know where I had 34, 35 years old and I had big muscles so I just started up there.
Okay.
So I just got intimidated because, you know, he's got a system of I laid on service for 80, and it would have really been able to happen, you know, all the way up there, so I just
did it. Okay. Now, there's one thing I'm a little confused about, because you said that, and I'm using your words, okay, that he walked off twice.
Yeah.
You said that before, that he walked off twice. When did he do that?
In between, he did it in the car, but when I was doing the car to him, he was like, "Excuse me for a minute," and then I just asked him.
Okay, so that's one. And what's the other time?
When, like, during the thing, like, when I was massaging his feet.
So he, okay, so you massaging his food, was his back flat on the table, and how was he positioned?
Well, he was at first, and when he was his back off, he was back to, like, you know, like, he was back and off the table. He was just kind of, like, leaning off the table.
Okay, and where were you standing? Or where were you?
I was standing up. I was not on the table. I was standing up just like that. And I was like, well, he told her. He was, like, on the table. I'm over here, and he was leaning that way.
Okay.
Like, this way, because I guess, I don't know, but I'm seeing the other way. I mean, like, my face, it's not hard to see what was going on because I'm like, whoa, I'm like, right there. And he just pretended to be the other way. And he's like, you know, like, it's the other way.
Okay, but just now, when you're saying that, you moved your hand. Did you see him?
Yes, I saw him half mile.
That's what I need to know.
Oh, okay.
Because you said he walked off twice.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked off in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw his hand doing it was his eyes. What was going on?
Okay, I saw his face for a second and then
okay. And what else did you see?
And I just saw him.
He keep moving his hand.
Yeah.
So, in other words, he took his hand and what was he doing with his hand? So you saw him doing that. He did it in front of you.
Yeah.
Did you see, do you know what it means when somebody is out there?
That's their home?
No. What it means is that while they're walking off, and I'm using your words, which that's another word for that is masturbate. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what it means to masturbate? A boy does it?
I don't know why it is. Oh, I know why it is.
Okay. In other words,
fluid comes out of there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this thing's right. I'm going to tell you what, because I think you
know that part.
Okay. So fluid comes out, and that's ejaculating.
Mm-hmm.
That's 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So while he was walking off, okay, did you see any fluid come out?
It was, yes. He had to put the car in, like, before he got off the table again, to see himself.
Okay.
He took the tire and was like racing himself.
No.
Okay. But he took the tire and racing himself, and then, like, as he's getting off, he walked around like this way, instead of this way. He used the right side. And it's the first time he walked it like that.
Okay. And, he did see his penis.
Okay.
So, is there anything distinctive about it? Like, did he have a mole on it?
No, it was very small.
Very small. That's fine. Did you notice, you said he was very hairy on his chest. Did he have any tattoos?
I'm not that I'm down.
Did he have any scars?
No, but he has freckles somewhere, either here or here.
You're thinking it's a freckle?
Yeah,
a freckle. Like a mole or a freckle?
A freckle.
Okay. Can you tell me what he looks like?
He had, like, not white hair, but it was not white, but, you know, it was kind of like me. It was like,
I'm not going to be able to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm not going to do that. Thank you.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.